Now, when it comes down to winning and losing, is the strength really in the final run, or do you see one dominate more than the other in terms of who's gotten more power or strength?
Again, very good question. Is that if anybody's ever watched a triathlon, especially people like now, because of the fame that recognition that Simon has brought to the sport. But swimming, although it's good to be a really fast swimmer, and it used to be my sort of unfortunate motto was wait till I get out of the water because I knew I'd never be in the front of the pack. It always boiled down to, and if you talk to people like Mark Allen or Dave Scott, Scott Tinley, who have won a number of Ironman and are been extremely successful in the sport, they basically advocate that at the end of the day, it comes down to the run. Whether you're, I mean, you have to be up there in the swim and in the bike, but it's the legs at the end of the day that will carry you through.
I remember towards the end, it just came down to a mental struggle. I mean, I think every cell in my body was screaming and telling me to stop. So the mind really plays a significant role, I suppose, towards the end more so too.
Yeah, I think it comes back to one of your earlier questions, especially differentiating short course versus Olympic distance versus Ironman distance. The short course, it's a case of if you are being really competitive. I'm not advocating people do this, but if you're being really competitive, it's just being able to sustain a certain amount of pain for a relatively short period of time. Whereas the Ironman, a lot of people, they put in inordinate amount of hours into it. But at the end of the day, I think part of what differentiates a Peter Reed from the guy who finishes second is just that mental toughness. I know that Peter went through some very personal things in which he had to sort of regroup and get that mental toughness in order to carry him through the day, which it ended up doing. And I've gone through the same thing at various times, is that in spite of all my training, I did this 2 years ago. I went back for the 20th anniversary of Ironman Canada. I did it on 4 weeks' notice or 4.5 weeks' notice, which was not a very intelligent thing to do. But because it was the 20th, I wanted to go back and participate in the celebration. The last two and a half miles, the wheels sort of came off, and then I just went deep into the mental reservoir and pulled myself through to the finish line. And I think if it had not been that sort of mental toughness that I'd sort of developed over the years, or people that people develop in terms of participating versus being highly competitive, yeah, it is a sort of the hidden element or the fourth element of competing.